Ooga. Dearest diary, it is Wednesday, comma September 1st, comma 2021. September is the month of my parents' birthdays. Grumpy's on September 8th and Nanny's on September the 16th. I have no idea where to get my parents. They get themselves things. And I can't exactly shop for the gift that they might not find for themselves. It doesn't help that neither of them like to go out. They're not going to go mountaineering if I get them, like, mountain gear. And Grumpy has this policy that if there's no turndown service, it's roughing it. And will not do it. Nanny is a bit more adventurous, but it's... So I have no idea. I think we're going to have to get creative, guys. Got a few ideas, but I can't buy them. All right, so today is Wednesday. Before we get into our day, I really want to just mention something for you, Riley. You are one of those special boys, Riley. You're going to have more difficulties in some ways than your father has. I can talk you through some of these things when you're older, I hope. But in case I'm not there, I need to get some of it out of the way now. You are going to be a big boy. You already are a very big boy. And that means you can hurt people. Like, I've bruised a few people with penetration before, but you are huge in that way. And I don't want you to feel self-conscious. Everybody comes different in this life. But you need to be a bit more careful and a bit more gentle when it comes to intimacy. So, this is an awkward conversation. But we gotta have them, right, bud? So, with your older brother and with you, we said we're not going to, like, to find out the gender of the baby, because you get either pink or blue, like, toys or blankets, and it's no fun, really. And so we figured, you know what, we're poor, we need the diapers, we're just gonna tell somebody we're having a baby. Unfortunately with you, Riley, that we had to find out the sex anyway, because there was a third leg. We thought we had a mutant child for a bit there, but it wasn't quite as long as the other two. But Riley Frazier, be careful. Someone's going to take a weed whacker to it one day if you're not. All right, so today, got up, Zan, you're with me. Riley, you're at Nanny's. And we made an arrangement that for your homework, we would go to this housing rally and we'd talk about what was going on. And we had some deliveries to make anyway. Like, Nanny needed some garbage bags and sugar, and I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Shut your ears.
Hey, Huey!
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sneezed. Yeah, so garbage bags and sugar. And I wanted to bring some soup. I think Mom forgot all of it this morning. I actually called her when she shut the door. I looked behind her and the bag was still there. So I and soup for Sophie too. So I looked and The bag was still there. I called her and she was already gone. Then mom also forgot her doctor's appointment today. And her doctor was running late, apparently. So we, Zan, went downtown. Your homework today was this protest. I think I mentioned that. We dropped off to mom's office a kilt cooler with soup for Nanny, soup for Sophie kind of thing. And Nanny's garbage bags and sugar and stuff. I really hope mom remembered to give that to Nanny. I should probably call and check. It's 10:30. It's way too late. Simple rule, no phone calls after 9. Makes it a lot easier for bedtime. Riley, when you're older, your brother will be allowed on the phone later. Just for the simple fact that teenage boys, all teenagers, since I used to talk to my friends and not all of them are boys. Anyway, so we dropped that off. We talked to Jane, who's one of mom's coworkers. She's very nice. We went back to the bus stop and, anything happened on the way there? Just try to think. We had our breakfast. We had cereal. Unhealthy cereal, yes. Sorry, I'm trying to think, guys. Down the road and back again. We got to the bus stop. We waited for the 3 to come. We chatted. We got on the 3. Got to mom's work. Okay, no. So back to the bus stop after mom's work. Leaving the stuff there. And the person who teaches band for cadets was there. And we were telling her where we were going. And she was saying how she couldn't support it and stuff because of cadets. As a representative for the federal government, they're not allowed to show support or opposition to anything. Just, it's a no-no. I understand. We made sure that you are allowed to show support, Zan, because of the fact that, you were interested, and I'd rather you not have to stop doing things you're interested in. All of a sudden, my nose is running like a faucet. And we were talking about mom's job and her job and things like that. And it was interesting. So then we get there. We get off at Mumford and we walk around and we go to the wholesalers. And Zan, you spent about $10 and walked away with a pouch full of stuff. You had mints. You had, I don't remember. I told you no. $10 worth of marshmallow bananas, which is probably wiser of me. You had crispy chip rice cake things. I had 2-3 bottles of flavored milk. And I also had M&M's for me and Smarties for mom. And I, of course, brought a snack with us for food, but we didn't actually eat that. For that matter, I just opened the M&Ms up before I started this. I could rattle them for you, but that would require me putting down the phone. So, phone. When we walk around, we find the place. We join in. I hold the flag for like 5 minutes. I'm not full of the passion required for Acorn. Zan, you are. Sydney swears you're her favorite member. Or their favorite member. I'm having trouble with the pronouns. There was a person there I thought was female and who ended up getting mad at me because they wanted to be a gender neutral pronoun of mix, MX, or doctor. And I did not know, so I don't know if I feel bad or indignant that they got mad at me for something I did not know. Probably more indignant. I mean, if they talk to you and make things understood, I can understand where they might get upset. And especially, a little leeway is nice, but when it comes to dealing with ignorance, education is better, and I admit to my ignorance of knowing their preference of gender. I was basing it off of appearance and how they dressed and stuff. So, just trying to figure things out. Anyway, Zan, you got a CBC interview done, and it was in the background for a CTV interview because you wandered through the shot. And then you're as happy as a clam, and you're all excited about people seeing you and stuff. We leave there. We head to Mum's work. So back up to Mumford, onto the 3. Onto the 2, up to North Street. I get off at North and Windsor. I help a woman take her groceries home, and you head to Mum's, and I meet you guys there. I needed to pee so bad, but as I was walking past, this woman's giving away, or has on the front of her place, an air conditioner. Still works, take it free, kind of thing. And I kind of rush to Mum's work, get her in the vehicle, get down there, and it's already gone. It's so frustrating, because I was thinking, you know what, I'd stash it at Nanny's. She'd have a year of just seeing it there, and by next year she'd be used to it. I'd be able to set it up for her. I wouldn't have to worry about her as much. But it didn't work out that way, because when we got back there, gone. We parked the car again, and Mom and I and you, Zan, all head down to Jesse's Pizza, which is the pizza place right by the crematorium. So it has the best-smelling pizza in the city, because long pork smells amazing. And as we go there, these people are getting rid of their furniture, which is a beautiful old chair, like just reupholstered and everything. And this beautiful sofa, so much nicer than our poor old sofa, which we have to keep covered because it's peeling. And Mom won't let me bring them home. But head back. I convinced Mom to let us in the office so I can pee, because my eyeballs are swimming, because I still didn't get to pee. And then we leave, we go down, we get to the bus stop, we chat with some people at the bus stop, hop on the bus, get to Dartmouth. At the Dartmouth terminal, the bus driver realizes that my transfer is from 9 in the morning. And by this time, it's 3 in the afternoon, so well past the expiry time. And I just kind of have to stare them down because I'm so exhausted and tired. I do not want to pull out a new bus ticket for a 10-minute bus ride. And we get off the bus. We go to my garden. We water the garden. It's coming along swimmingly. Still excited about your swimming, Riley. I've got to remember, add the update from last night to this, because I always forget things, and I made an update last night after I posted. So we'll see what we can do. So then we head to the pharmacy, grab some laundry detergent, and I grabbed a big chocolate bar of some sort. It was yellow and had caramel, and I don't remember what it's called. Mr. Big or O. Henry, one or the other. And Zan, you grab some bubble gum on your own. You've been spending your own money today, by the way. And then you do this 1-2 punch to my poor belly. I'm very aware of how strong you're getting, Zan. I can't believe how much energy you had on the way home. I am dead tired. My skin is burning from being in the sun all day in the heat and walking. And you are just doing these 1-2 punches around, going around me swinging. And I'm just so tired. We get upstairs. I make you eat half your pizza. I eat my pizza. And after you've done your half of your pizza, you go in the bedroom. We set up the air conditioner. And not air conditioner, dehumidifier. We're not allowed air conditioner, so we set up a dehumidifier. And we... Sorry. I can leave. You play video games until... Well, I sit on the couch. Until about 6 o'clock, where you turn it off on your own to watch cartoons on your phone. By that point, Mama's mostly home with Riley. Hey, buddy. Who spent the day at Nanny's totally tired. He just mostly watched TV and refused to go out anywhere. And so then you come... You guys are in... And we, excuse me, 10:40, you guys are in, I kind of float off to the bedroom, because you want the TV on out here, the phone on in the kitchen, and I have nowhere to look, and nowhere to work, so I go to the bedroom, and Riley... You come in and hide in there with me until bedtime happens. And then when bedtime happens, you come lie down with me. You say you're too hot, so I turn on the dehumidifier. And you say you're too cold, so I put on the sheet. And then you say you're still kind of chilly, so I give you a cuddle. And the next thing I know, Mom's dragging you to your own bed. And Zan's laughing because I fell asleep with a pillow over my head. Except I think the pillow rolled on my head. I don't remember falling asleep, but I do remember really great cuddles. I have really great cuddly children. You both are so nice at getting cuddles. Anyway, so that was my day that I can remember. I'm out here in the living room now updating my diary. Then I'll go take my meds and go to bed. And tomorrow's a new day. Rainfall warning is up. I don't know if it'll actually rain, though. We'll see. It's an interesting thing, this new weather patterns we have. Climate change. Ooh, excuse me. Sorry for the burp. I might not have mentioned the fact that I opened up the ice cream. Well, frozen yogurt. And ate half of a 2-liter container of frozen yogurt. So. Good night, guys. I love you. Okay, I just posted my diary for tonight, Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. And I realized I forgot some things. One, we saw a really cool research ship on the way to Mom's work, Riley. And when I tried to tell her about it, I couldn't remember what the word research was. That's where my senior moment came from. And she teased me pretty harsh for it because I couldn't remember what the letter it started with. It started with a C. And so it was, yes, funny that I was struggling. It's just... hard to explain. It's feeling like more and more of my memories are getting locked away from me. More and more of the way I communicate. It's no fun, period. A little scary, period. I'm talking like I'm talking to Mike in a written post. Sorry, period. Riley, you swam today on your own. Only like a meter, maybe... two times, by the way, where you like doing your jumps and you practice kicking and stuff with me, and you did that. You doggy paddled for about a meter each time. It was pretty cool. So, Tuesday, August 31st, 2021 was your first day that you actually swam on your own. No assistance, no floaties, no toys, nothing like that. And...
There was another thing I'd forgotten, but I can't remember it. My memory's not the best in the world. We shall see how it goes.